It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Happy Black Friday. I hope you bought lots of things for yourself. This is the PHNX D-backs podcast. My name is Derek Montilla, occasionally known as the mayor of Black Friday. This guy next to me is the Thunderstick. He's the vice mayor of PHNX, the one and only Jesse Friedman.
Derek, people are under the impression that Black Friday is over because it is now Saturday as we record this. But in the PHNX locker, Black Friday has only just begun because
it's only just begun.
The deals continue at the PHNX locker.
So, That's right.
Be sure to check that out if you haven't already, everyone.
Get you the Seth Cerveza shirt for 99 cents. It is selling out quickly. I know because they didn't have it in the size I was trying to purchase for a friend of mine. So get over there to the PHNX locker and get yourself some holiday deals. Of course, this show is brought to you by the fine folks at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Jesse, I love Black Friday. I have participated in Black Friday for years prior to, like, when you actually had to go to the store to get the stuff before everything went online, before it was on Thanksgiving night. I was there at 5 o'clock in the morning with Starbucks in my hand, my brother at my side, and we brought joy and merriment to many people in Black Friday because we were always in a good mood. We were happy to be out there. We weren't trying to get the hard to find items. My daughter was very young, so it was easy to shop for her. And then everything else was just kind of, what ridiculous things do they have on sale that, you know, you could never buy. I'm going to give you a couple of tips, by the way. Stores do, in fact, bring in items that are specifically sold on Black Friday. That's the biggest disappointment, I think, that there is for you to figure out that the Nikon camera you got on sale there are no reviews for it anywhere because this camera has never been sold before because it's the most basic model of Nikon camera you've ever seen in your life. And it was made just for Target's Black Friday sale. So just throwing some of those things out there. If you think that you're crazy because you've bought one of these items that has never existed prior to Black Friday, you're not alone. We're all out there, but it's still fun. I feel like the online shopping makes it a little easier for me not to actually leave the house. Though I did go to Walmart today, actually, to just go grocery shopping, and they still had tons of stuff left over from Black Friday. So I got my Black Friday shopping in, Jesse.
Yeah, I do think that because Cyber Monday is like so big now, it really seems like Black Friday has kind of lost its punch in some ways. It's like,
absolutely,
if you don't find anything great on Black Friday, then just wait around a day or two. There's going to be some more pretty crazy deals. It's also interesting, like you were saying earlier, how much like the internet has kind of taken over the whole thing. It seems, and I personally have never really done what you're talking about, but it seems like the days of like, you know, lines of hundreds of people outside of Best Buy or whatever at 4 or 5 in the morning. It seems like that's just not really a thing anymore.
Because it was like a sweepstakes in a way. They would advertise in their, you know, newspaper ad that comes out on Thanksgiving Day that they have some ridiculous deal on a TV, and then down in the fine print, it would say limited to 2 per store. So like you almost had to go get in that line to win that sweepstakes to get that TV for that price.
Well, and you had to tackle everyone else like around that, you in that line.
You said you've never gone. And I know that a lot of people think that that stuff is a myth, but it's not. I've seen it with my own two eyes. My favorite thing like that that happened was one year at Walmart. They had the video games, which were highly coveted at this time, wrapped up in a plastic wrap on a pallet in the middle of the aisle. This is what they would do with a lot of their Black Friday items because the store would be open on, you know, Thanksgiving night, or it would be open and the Black Friday items weren't allowed to go on sale until a certain time. And I actually saw grown adults get impatient, and all it took was one person. All it took was one instigator to start what I saw as a feeding frenzy on these video games. It took one guy deciding he wasn't going to wait for a Walmart employee to open the plastic wrap. He was just going to do it himself 5 minutes early. And Jesse, within like 2 minutes, that it had been, the plastic had been ripped off. The entire display had been just completely freed of every video game that it had on any shelf in it. And it was the worst of humanity. It was literally the worst of humanity. I saw people fighting over games. When a game got dropped, it was like piranhas attacking, you know, a meat skewer. It was something I never wanted to see again. So that's one thing that the internet is good for preventing. I don't want to go to the, I don't want to be a part of that anymore. I just want to click on the item. I want to add it to my cart. And then I want to go through the disappointment of going to check out and having that item gone because somebody now bought it instead of me. That's the way that I want this to go. Not where I have to actually fight another man over a $29 video game. I'm not doing it.
Can we talk about all the companies who for Black Friday give like a 15% discount and call it a Black Friday sale?
Oh yeah, I want to fight those people too. I want to line them up too. It's the William Wallace meme. I don't know if you've seen it, where it shows the price on like a TV is $499, and he's saying hold, and then it says the week before Black Friday $499, and he says hold, and then the last one is Black Friday was $799, is now $499. Like attack, you know. That is what it gets to feel like. There are websites out there that you can check that stuff. I think one is called Camel, where you can actually go and see if your item has actually gone down in price over the last, you know, 2 years or whatever the low price points were on it. Yeah. So that way you just kind of have an idea. A lot of this stuff, again, is just put out there to tantalize you. And honestly, it's not just items, Jesse. There's also MLB baseball players who are putting themselves out on a Black Friday deal and trying to tantalize any would-be shoppers to come pick them up. This one actually has a bit of a tie to the Arizona Diamondbacks because it's Trevor Williams, pitcher from the New York Mets, who MLB.com had linked to the Diamondbacks as being a potential likely free agent addition or good, I guess, a good fit for the Diamondbacks.
Yeah,
but
right.
Trevor Williams tweeted out, Black Friday free agent sale, all caps. Today only, all caps. 2-for-1 deal. Buy one Trevor Williams, the right-handed pitcher, and also get Trevor Williams, the left-handed hitting corner outfielder. Deal expires at midnight Eastern Standard Time. Sadly, I don't think anybody picked up that deal. I salute him. I tip my cap to him. But yeah, unfortunately, no one bit on that deal. Trevor Williams is an interesting potential free agent addition for the Diamondbacks, mostly because it appears like he wants to go back to being a starting pitcher, despite the fact that he had a tremendous amount of success with the Mets last season as a reliever.
I got to say, looking at Trevor Williams' career offensive stats, which, mind you, I mean, he's played in the National League his entire career. So he has a fair, and he was a starting pitcher before becoming a reliever. He was a starter with the Chicago Cubs or the Pittsburgh Pirates. Then he was with the Cubs, not for very long, though. But he has a career batting line of 123, 174, 123. So he has 18 hits and 173 plate appearances. He has no extra base hits. He has 9 walks compared to 57 strikeouts. I don't know, Derek. That doesn't sound like a Black Friday deal to me.
Actually, you know what? It sounds exactly like a Black Friday deal. It sounds like they're offering you some sort of extra thing. just so you meet some sort of price point. This is like where they make it that you have to spend $65 to get free shipping, knowing damn well that none of their items cost anywhere close to $65. Yes, you were there to buy a hoodie, and yes, you want free shipping, but now you're stuck in this position of spending $15 or $20 more just so that you can hit the free shipping. And that was their plan all along, Jesse. It's to entice you with a bad offer to get you to spend more. And that's what Trevor Williams, I think, is going for on this. He knows that that free Trevor Williams left-handed hitting corner outfielder, that's a bum deal right there. But he figures if he throws it in for free while you're out there just tossing stuff in your cart, you're going to go ahead and grab a Trevor Williams and throw it in, because, you know, it's the buy one, get one free deal thing that he saw.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right? You don't make good decisions on Black Friday. You don't. You make impetuous decisions. You're in the moment. All of a sudden, that blanket that normally costs $5, it's now priced down to $8, somehow seems like a great deal. And you just grab it and throw it in the cart. That's the way it works. But the Arizona Diamondbacks, actually, over the course of their history, have picked up a few good Black Friday deals, if you will. A couple of players that, when you look back at the contracts that the D-backs signed, were now, especially in retrospect, incredible, or even players that they traded away for, like, you know, I know we have a few ideas in mind, but of course, Jesse, no deal to me that the Diamondbacks ever got in history was as good as the deal that they got when they signed Paul Goldschmidt to a 5-year, $32.5 million deal with a club option for $14.5 million.
Yeah, it's insane. One of the most team-friendly extensions in MLB history, frankly. I mean, getting him in the eighth round of the draft wasn't too bad a value in itself.
That's a few years prior.
Pretty
good deal, yeah, for sure. Do you think they used where he got drafted as a way to justify paying him so little?
I think that's maybe part of it. I mean, just the fact that, like, he wasn't a top flight prospect really in the eyes of anyone, even as he was getting close to the big leagues. There were still a lot of MLB analysts who were kind of skeptical of what Paul Goldschmidt was going to become in the big leagues, specifically Keith Law, who we've thrown some shade at in the past. Keith Law was one of the guys in particular who was skeptical of Paul Goldschmidt, but he wasn't the only one. You know, when a guy is taken in the eighth round, there's going to be some skepticism.
Right. We're going to forgive guys for doing that, I think. Like you said, when guys are taken in the eighth round, plus Keith Law spatchcocked a turkey on Thanksgiving and showed us all how to do that. So he's adding value somewhere there besides his MLB analysis. But who do you got as a Black Friday deal the D-backs have saved some money on in the past?
So I'm just going to start on the current roster, and then maybe we can kind of work our way back to some things that have happened in recent years, or even closer to the beginning of the franchise's history back in 98. But Merrill Kelly signed another extension before this season began, and that extension just looks absolutely insane at this point. I mean, the fact that Merrill Kelly came out and had as good of a season as he just did, and also just happened to sign this deal before the season began. Remember, Merrill Kelly was going to be a free agent after this season had that deal not gone down, and Merrill Kelly would have made a heck of a lot of money in free agency this winter, if he had just been a free agent, right? So I have a hard time, honestly, finding, obviously the Goldschmidt one is certainly going to be up there, but looking not only in the last few years, but in the entire history of the Diamondbacks, I think the extension that Merrill Kelly just signed has to be up there as one of the most team friendly that they've ever had. Specifically, I can give the details here. So it was a 2-year deal that runs through 2024, and it guaranteed Merrill Kelly $18 million. So it gave him a $1 million signing bonus, $8 million in both 2023 and 2024. And then there's also a club option for 2025 at $7 million. So you're looking at the next 3 years of Merrill Kelly for roughly about $8 million per season, which is really just ridiculous given what he accomplished in 2022.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. I think Ketel Marte's contract extension could end up looking like a deal in the end. I don't know so much now. I still don't think it's a bad deal. I think 5 years, $76 million for Ketel is still fairly cheap based on the way that MLB thought of him and way I'm sure other teams kind of coveted him. I'm sure he would have been kind of stolen away maybe here after his original contract was up, but his original contract was kind of ridiculous as well, Jesse.
Yeah, I mean, it's the original one to me that really stands out. The 5 year, $76 million. I mean, it happened just before the season started as well, like the Merrill Kelly deal, and we were going crazy at the time because it seemed like a total steal for a guy who was as good as Ketel Marte was last year. It's like, why is this guy taking, you know, like about $15 million per year on average? It just seems like he could have gotten way more on the open market potentially, especially if he could come back and prove that he can stay healthy. But I don't know, Derek, I don't know if that deal actually looks like, I'm not going to say it looks like, I mean, it's not the Madison Bumgarner deal, right? I mean, you're not that worried about it, but at the same time, I don't know if that necessarily looks like a steal for the D-backs anymore, given just
based on how he played last year.
Yeah, and just the ongoing injury issues. It just seems like the hamstrings are going to be an issue for him for a long time.
Well, his original deal was 5 years, $24 million, and that looks that one looks substantially insane now, especially considering what Ketel did over that period of time. But I mean, historically looking back, Brandon Webb, 4 years, $19.5 million. When we know what Brandon Webb was, of course, how much he meant to this team, that's next to nothing. And I mean, I don't know. The Diamondbacks have had plenty of, plenty of deals. I think that's one thing this team has done a good job of is, if you want to be particular, they've done a good job of keeping guys around that probably could have gotten paid more somewhere else, maybe because they just liked playing here. I remember when Chris Young signed his deal, it was like 6 years, $30 million. And that at the time seemed like a tremendous steal. So the Diamondbacks, I think, have done a good job. Of course, there's a couple of, there's a couple of non-Black Friday deals out there that we could talk about, but why do that? We're having fun. This was a good time. We're not trying to ruin it with talking about Madison Bumgarner and Zach Greinke's contracts. But of course, we want to thank you guys all for checking us out. And of course, we want to thank everybody for showing up to our Four Peaks watch parties for the U.S. and the Mexico teams for the World Cup. Jesse does not care for any of this, but I have thought it's a substantially fun time. And the World Cup has been exciting to watch. So make sure to join us for every single one of their matches. $3 Kilt Lifter specials, $3 Wow Wheat specials, giveaways, guest appearances, so much more. And of course, if you don't get a chance to come out, make sure to grab yourself some Four Peaks. Enjoy the World Cup from home and enjoy responsibly. Must be 21 years or older to enjoy. And Jesse, that's not it. It's not the only thing that we're doing today. We also have our friends from More Furniture, who we want to thank for not only banning me from all their stores. They don't ban me from the store. It doesn't work that way. I went there to get some Black Friday deals. They let me in graciously. They just said I wasn't allowed near the office chairs, which I'm fine with. I've accepted at this point. But make sure to check out our friends at More Furniture. Most of you are not sanctioned the same way I am. And spruce up your home this holiday season. I know you needed those extra chairs for Thanksgiving. Now you can make sure to make yourself comfortable and make sure Santa has a place to sit. Over at More Furniture's fall sale at morefurniture.com, you will receive a $100 gift card for every $1,000 you spend. I've been doing some Black Friday shopping, obviously. I've been talking about it, but you brought up some crazy things that we can actually see out there when we're Black Friday shopping. Just some of the deal, like, I think we get so used to everybody doing a Black Friday deal that we become a bit desensitized to how weird some of the deals are. And I'm not just talking about Trevor Williams trying to sell himself on Twitter. I'm talking about a lot of weird stuff that you can see out there, especially if you go to Amazon and just hang out there for their lightning deals, because pretty much everything that's available on their website goes on sale at some point. And you really just get to see how deep the rabbit hole goes of shopping at Amazon.com. But Jesse, what are some weird deals that you found while you were out there shopping the Black Friday world?
Well, yeah. So I have to start with a disclaimer that for me, Black Friday shopping this year was entirely online because I'm sick and I don't want to go around and infect everyone in stores right now.
It's a good way to be regardless of health, but yes, I understand.
To be fair, if I were not sick, would I, you know, be busting down the doors at Target at 5 a.m? Probably not. So maybe it didn't make much of a difference at all whatsoever, but perusing the interwebs, I did find some interesting things out there. I want to start with magazines, Derek, because I swear that like every magazine subscription, which apparently you can get on Amazon, they're all like 90% off. And that was eye-catching for me because, as we've been saying, 90% off is pretty legit. Like, everyone's got their Black Friday sale.
Sure.
But when you see the number start with a 9, it's like, all right, these people
now,
need business.
Now we're talking. Yeah.
And then it occurred to me that these are magazines and nobody reads magazines anymore. And so the only way that they're going to sell any of these magazines is if they make it appear that they are on some ridiculous level sale and that you absolutely have to capitalize immediately and buy them on Black Friday, which of course is just an absolute bald-faced lie. But I did find some fascinating magazines in the process. We have Ranger Rick, which I think is sort of like a wildlife sort of a thing. Okay. The front cover says "Make way for hippos," which I found particularly intriguing.
Yeah, I'm on board.
That one was only 76% off, but I was still pretty tempted there. We have lots of food magazines here. We have the Food Network magazine. We have Driver magazine.
I could see myself keeping some food magazine or Food Network magazines for recipes and such that are inside of them. Other magazines are getting tossed right in the trash, but those have a rewatchability factor like Jesse's movie reviews for sure.
Does anyone actually read magazines anymore?
I do not. I don't know. It's one of those things that you don't think about until you bring up the question. And then you think, oh my God, I don't. As a matter of fact, I was at my barber the other day and I realized while I was there that they don't have magazines in the waiting room anymore. They don't even have the book that they used to have where you would find the haircut you wanted in it and point to it. And that used to be just always laying out. So it's like they've just abolished all media.
A book where you point to the haircut that you want?
Yeah, I want a number 76. You need to go to Hood Barbers, Jesse.
That sounds like a way of ordering food, Derek. Yeah, that's when you say I want a number whatever.
It kind of is. And just like a place that has entirely too many combos, it's too much information to take in. You might think you wanted a number 76, but really you wanted a number 23. You know what I mean?
There's a fine line between a number 76 and a number 23. Everyone knows that.
Actually, there is. It's the fine line in the front where they line you up. But Jesse, one ridiculous deal that I found that I think is one that people overlook, much like your magazines, is Walmart had a 70-inch Vizio that my friend Teak Hall purchased, Class V Series TV, 4K. For $448. 70 inches. And I don't even know what we're doing anymore. Where are we at as a society? Where are we at as a species when we're able to make 70-inch televisions that are flat screened and 4K for under $500, but you're going to charge like $500 for insulin? What is happening anymore? Where are we at as a people? Someone actually had a chart on Twitter about where inflation actually is going to, like what things are actually the prices inflating on and what things are going down. And TVs are like at the cheapest they've ever been, Jesse. It is the best time ever to own and enjoy a television set. Toys are also very, very cheap by comparison to time. But you know what's not cheap? Everything we need to live healthcare services, insurance, water. It's all very expensive now. It's all very expensive. And
can I push back though and say that that's not that surprising? Like, isn't it kind of normal that as technology advances and as, you know, as processes for building things become a little bit more streamlined, like the first laptops cost thousands of dollars a few years ago and couldn't do crap compared to laptops now, right? And now laptops are way cheaper than that.
Computers used to be the size of a fucking room and cost millions of dollars at one point. So you're not wrong about that. But my point is why aren't we advancing other things, other life necessities to a point where they're cheaper? Why are we taking advantage of the things that we need the most in life and making those more expensive when technology and other factors could be leading those to being cheaper as well, Jesse? I'm just saying we're focusing on the wrong shit. We're focusing on making TVs bigger and cheaper and phones smaller and more touchscreen and cheaper. But no, maybe not. Phones are getting more expensive. But, we're not prioritizing what our scientists need to be working on. We have too many scientists working on 70-inch TVs and making them less expensive. We need them We need them in a lab saving lives is what we need. But please don't get me off on a tangent, because I'm already ready to go off on ancestry.com. And I know that's on your list too, because we discussed this. Ancestry.com having a Black Friday sale. So fucking weird. It's so weird.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I personally have never done one of those sorts of tests. So,
and I never will, Jesse.
I probably never will either. Maybe for some people out there, they learned a lot of things about their families because of Ancestry.com and their little genetic testing kit thing. But I do find it interesting that I want to say it might be cheaper right now. Actually, I'm going back to the original Ancestry kit that I looked at on Black Friday. I'm looking at it again on Saturday, and I'm pretty sure it's less than it was on Black Friday, or at least right. Identical. It says it's a Cyber Monday deal now.
Save $50 or more on special DNA offers. That alone is fucking weird. That's a weird sentence, Jesse. Save $50 or more on special DNA offers. I don't like that.
Uncomfortable. That's a little uncomfortable.
My bigger problem is, what am I going to do with this information? What, when I get it back, what am I going to do with this? Right. I'm going to find out my ancestors were like a slave owner, and I'm going to feel just like the terrible person the rest of my life. What am I going to, or I'm going to find out that they were all rich, and I'm just going to be sad that none of that wealth got passed down to me. Or I'm going to find out they're completely ordinary people, and I'll forget the results of this test. I don't know what I would do with this information. Like, that's the thing, is I'm sure there are people out there that are curious. I have a weird background myself. My grandmother is Irish, and she moved to Puerto Rico because she was in the military. She was part of the Navy. And that's the only reason why she was stationed in Puerto Rico. My mom, who is a white, blonde haired, green eyed American girl, grew up from like being like 6 months old in Puerto Rico, has the thickest accent you've ever heard, and just was fully, just grew up her entire life in Puerto Rico. And then my dad is just native Puerto Rican his entire life, right? Like, so there is a lot of interesting stuff I'm sure I could find out there, but it's stuff I'm going to pay all this money for just to register my DNA with the FBI and the CIA. And then what am I going to do with that information? Go, that's neat. That's interesting. And then I'm going to move on with my life. That's it. I don't see a purpose on this.
It's a pretty good deal, though. I mean, it's more than half off.
Well, if you want a good deal, Jesse, Adult Star, that's a porn star. That's a pornography, the pornographic movie, Jesse. Angela White, she has a Black Friday sale on her OnlyFans page. So, hey, do with what you want to with that information. But I think it's weird. Again, for Black Friday to now carry over to pornography, but to each their own, right? Nothing's weird anymore. These are all just things that happen in life. What's really weird is that Amazon was selling these two items. Jesse, I'm going to go with you back to back. These were both Black Friday items. One was the Sauce Moto Dip Clip. It is a in-car sauce holder for ketchup and dipping sauces.
In-car?
In-car.
Ooh.
So that you connect it to your air conditioning vent. And then it's right there for easy access for you to dip chips or dip French fries into your ketchup, if you will, while you're driving.
That is low-key brilliant. Okay, wait.
Here's the thing. You guys are listening to this as an audio podcast right now. I just saw the most loving look in Jesse's eyes that I think I've ever seen from him. And it wasn't directed at me. It was merely directed at the idea of him owning a Sauce Moto dip clip, which apparently I'm going to have to get him for Christmas.
It sounds incredible. I cannot tell you. I'm a pretty big eat in the car guy. Like if okay. I go through,
we know about you and your sick RAV4, Jesse. We know.
Yeah. And whenever I go to Salad and Go, because as you talked about, there's nowhere to eat inside. You got to eat in the car, right? So I am a very big eat in the car guy. And there frankly is just not usually a great way to deal with condiments in the car. It's just kind of a pain.
There's not a lot of things that encourage you to eat in the car. You know what I mean? Like there's not enough, like I saw there was a steering wheel thing where you could like put it like it's a little tray and you hang it on your steering wheel. So like if you're sitting and not moving, like what you're saying, where you're eating your Salad and Go in the parking lot of Salad and Go, sadly by yourself without Tori Lavello in the car with you, you'll have a little desk for you to set your food on in front of you. But there's not enough innovations like this out there. We need more. We need more eating in the car innovations, especially come on for road trips. That sounds great for road trips. That sounds excellent. That's exactly what I need. Well, it's you guys.
I also have to add that any of those fast food joints that are still using the packets of condiments, you know, that you have to like open and then like squirt out. Oh, yeah. It's all messy and icky. Those people, they're the ones who really cause the problem here, because there's just no good way to deal with that situation. Some places like, you know, Raising Cane's or Chick-fil-A, they store their condiments in like a nice little cup situation where you just like hold the tab on the top. And that kind of works. That I don't know if I'd actually need any other separate surfaces in that situation. But anyway, I guess I've talked enough about condiments in the car now. So I, growing up, was huge into Hot Wheels cars.
Okay.
Just huge. I had an enormous collection, and I would be playing with them all the time. I had those little rugs, you know, like those little rugs that had that like a roads? Street.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those were great. Yeah.
I was hardcore obsessed, and I would have all of my little Hot Wheels cars rummaging around, going about their day on my little carpet rug road situation. And I noticed that there were some pretty good sales last night on some of the Hot Wheels stuff, which apparently is still a thing. Apparently Hot Wheels has not gone out of business since my childhood. And it still exists. And it was only about like 40 to 50% off. So it wasn't exactly, you know, door busting level of sale, but I was still impressed.
It surprised you that Hot Wheels are still like something that's popular with kids.
Well, what surprised me even more is that it appears that Fisher Price still has a monopoly on basically all toys, because Fisher Price also had a bunch of sales, and it still appears to me that their toys are vastly superior to everyone else's, which was also the case when I was 5 years old. So apparently nothing has changed in the toy industry over the last 20 years.
It's all about brand dominance for sure. I think I bought my nephew a Little Tykes. It was either Little Tykes or Fisher Price. It's a DJ table. It's a DJ table. It's for Mega Ran Slam.
Wow.
And it's so that he could get an early you know start on mixing for his dad, and I just couldn't believe that existed as a product. You know, I also saw that people are taking the Fisher Price, like they have like video game controllers for kids that kind of light up and play songs and stuff, and they look like an Xbox controller, so that like, you know, kid can play next to dad and feel like he's playing the video game too. And of course, geniuses needed to modify the controller so that you can actually use it on an Xbox, and it's fully functioning with all the buttons and stuff corresponding to Xbox buttons. So thank God for geniuses like that. Also, speaking of Hot Wheels, there's a theme park being built out right now as we speak by State Farm Stadium that is going to have a Hot Wheels ride. It's actually going to have like, it's going to be like a Mattel land, and it's going to have a bunch of Mattel properties like Thomas the Engine,
Wow.
Thomas the Tank Engine and like, you know, Hot Wheels. It's going to be great, hopefully, if it actually works out. I feel like we've been promised theme parks here before and it never delivers. But the last weird thing I found, Jesse, online for Black Friday was something called the Boyfriend Pillow. And the Boyfriend Pillow is like a quarter of a man, basically, in like a button-up shirt that I'm guessing, I don't want to like throw stones here, but I'm guessing like a lonely woman would cuddle up to to feel like she was sleeping on someone. Maybe not. Maybe this could be like somebody who's like used to sleeping with their significant other, and then that person maybe goes away on trips or whatever, and they miss sleeping on someone's chest or whatever. But it was a very odd thing to see on the Lightning deals as I was scanning through, and I couldn't help but immediately backtrack and be like, what the fuck was that? And I'm very glad I went back and saw it, because it has pretty good reviews.
Yeah. A quarter of the man.
It's like half of his chest down to like the abdomen, like, and then it's like an arm, like almost like the, you know, like I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Like it's the, this is my handle part. It's like that. It's like an arm and like half the chest and half the abdomen. Yeah. I'm comfortable saying it's a quarter of a man. It's a quarter of a man.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay.
Or at least a pillow shaped like a quarter of a man.
The undoubtedly the greatest Black Friday deal of all, Derek, which is still available, is that the Seth Cerveza shirt is still only 99 cents.
I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense.
And if you're a diehard, you get an additional 20% off your order.
Yeah,
so yes, I guess it's actually 79 cents.
Yeah, you're getting it for 79 cents. There is no better offer than that. And if you're not a diehard, there's no better offer than for you to become a diehard. Forget getting presents for other people. Get presents yourself for yourself and become a PHNX diehard. Of course, we're all about giving you guys everything you wanted, and that's why we have this new membership. It's all about culture, community, and content. We're giving you a free PHNX shirt or hat every year. We are giving you 20% off every merchandise order, including a 99-cent shirt, exclusive merchandise for you guys only, membership cards, sticker packs, diehard-only offers from our partners, 20% off tailgates, diehards only Discord lounge, which of course is the best place to be an Arizona sports fan. We're going to have some online Q&As and happy hours with us, your PHNX staff, as well as the diehard only newsletter from people like our very own Jesse Friedman, who, by the way, the full count. That's a solid
full count.
Name, Jesse.
Full like count. That. Full I'd count, be lying Jesse if I Friedman. Said I came up with it, but I do like it.
I like it too. So don't forget, you also get mailbags for diehards only with Jesse Friedman, as well as exclusive video and podcast content. So make sure to sign up for a membership. Also, go over to our PHNX Sports YouTube channel, subscribe there, sign up for notifications. That way you don't miss whenever we go live. Subscribe to us on your favorite audio podcasting app and leave us a review. All of that stuff helps us out tremendously. And we thank you guys so much for not only this past year, but for, you know, being as tremendously supportive as you've been. And I can't wait for next baseball season, because the Arizona Diamondbacks are projected to have a winning record. They're projected to be an extremely exciting team. And I think that there is nobody that we're more excited to watch play a full season of baseball at a major league level than Corbin Carroll.
Yeah, Corbin Carroll. So I was just digging through some numbers last night about his defense, just, you know, as I do. And
just sitting around the off season, just digging around in the numbers.
This is what I do on Black Friday. Corbin Carroll had 5 outs above average last year, which, for those of you who are unfamiliar, outs above average is just an advanced defense stat. That is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. It's how many more outs above an average player has that player converted in the time that they've had. So 5 outs above average is a pretty decent number for a guy that only played 32 games, right? And he DH'd in a couple of them, so he didn't even play 32 games in the field. But yeah, that 5 outs above average was actually the most among all left fielders in all of baseball. And granted, part of that is because teams don't tend to play their best defenders in left field. But it also is a testament to the fact that Corbin Carroll is a very, very good defender. And if you extrapolate that five outs above average over a full season, you wind up with more outs above average than any outfielder in baseball had last year. Theoretically, on paper, he would have been on pace for 25. Dalton Varsho led baseball in outs above average this last year with 17. So there's actually a pretty decent gap between what Corbin Carroll was on pace for and what Dalton Varsho wound up with, which was an incredible number in its own right. So
right. And Dalton Varsho obviously also did not play a full season in the outfield. So he is also not
this is true.
In for a full season compared to some of his peers who might have ended up winning a gold glove, let's just say.
Yeah, that's an absolutely good point. So, you just put it all together, and Corbin Carroll is not only, you know, this guy that we're getting excited about from an offensive standpoint, the fact that he had an 830 OPS in a limited sample size toward the end of the year last year, it's probably going to go into 2023 as one of the favorites, if not the favorite, for the Rookie of the Year award in the National League. I think he has a really good chance to win that award when everything is all said and done. He's a juggernaut defensively. I mean, he was outstanding defensively in that brief stint that we saw. And at times I went back and I watched some of the plays that graded out as like elite defensive plays. And it's funny because they don't necessarily look that impressive. A lot of them Corbin Carroll makes look very routine, and it's because he's so incredibly fast that he gets to spots that other guys couldn't even get to, right? And a lot of times he gets there with ease, and he actually winds up having a pretty decent amount of time to make the play when he does get to the spot. So you can't always go based on the eye test with these things. There were a lot of incredible plays he made that weren't necessarily, you know, leaping or diving grabs. They're just kind of routine Corbin Carroll being Corbin Carroll. And as we saw last year, that's a pretty incredible defender.
Yeah, you get me so excited for next year, Jesse. I just can't wait to watch this team hit the field, especially considering guys like Corbin Carroll have that, you know, that newness to the main roster kind of worn off. You know, like by now he's been hanging out, you know, with these guys. I sent you a picture of him hanging out with Christian Walker at like a Christmas party thing or holiday party thing. So it very much feels like Corbin Carroll has the new player to the majors, jitters out of the way. I mean, he really wasn't playing like that last season, but if there was any of that, I feel like we're going to see an even more comfortable Corbin Carroll next season, which, you know, based on the numbers, I can't imagine him being better, you know, than he was projected last year or better than he's projected to be, but he very well could be. It's going to be an exciting team to watch, and I can't wait for him to be a big part of this team. Last year we got a sample, but I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I think when we have Alec Thomas, Dalton Varsho, Jake McCarthy, and Corbin Carroll all in the outfield together, obviously not at the same time because that's not how baseball works, but all those guys as part of the starting lineup, it's going to be extremely, extremely fun to watch. If you haven't done so already, make sure to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Of course, I was dreadfully wrong in my DraftKings pick of the weeks. I should have given you my Thanksgiving picks because those actually were phenomenal. I wish I could go back in time and do that. I took money lines all the way down, and even though these games were very, very good, Jesse, I hit on every single one of my money line bets
for
Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, it wasn't hard. I wasn't taking any kind of like underdogs, but I also did not put these together in a parlay, which makes me a little sad. I wish I would have done that. Would have gotten a little bit better value there. But of course, when you bet your family members and friends this holiday season, make sure you go big. You know, make sure that there's consequences. The way our fantasy football league at the office works, you got to go sit at a Waffle House for 24 hours and you get an hour taken off for every waffle you eat. Those are consequences. Of course, DraftKings isn't going to make you do that. What they're going to let you do, though, is win some money. Use code PHNX, place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game, and you will get $150 in free bets if they do, only at the DraftKings Sportsbook with code PHNX. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Jesse, I still have some more Black Friday shopping to do. The deals don't end, so I got to go. I got to get out of here. But of course, you can send me all of your best Black Friday deals to cap_caveman with a K on Twitter, or to Jesse at Jesse N. Friedman. Our show, of course, is at PHNX_DBacks, but all roads lead to at PHNX_sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We thank you guys for checking out the show. As always, on behalf of Jesse and myself, we hope you got everything you were looking for on Black Friday. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's so much more fun when you leave Trevor Williams on the shelf, because we already have Trevor Williams at home.